Welcome, everybody. Share number 1029, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we started talking about last share, very interesting, Rosh Hashanah by night, when we eat the Simonim, you have a date, right? A person has a date, the Tamar, you have a pomegranate, the Rimon, which are from the Shivas Aminim, right? When we talk about the order of Brachos, and then we have the apple, which we dip in honey. So the question is, as we know, during the year, right? If a person has an apple in front of them and they have a pomegranate, so you have to make the ha'eitz on the pomegranate because that's from the Shivas Aminim, that, and you have in mind on the apple, and it would cover the apple. Or if you have a date and a pomegranate, so the date would come first in the order of the brachas, the order of the pasuk we mentioned last time. The date comes first, the rimon will come last, but it's still from the Shivas Aminim. But the bottom line is the apple comes last, right? So the bottom line is if I have these fruits in front of me during the week, I would make a ha'etz on the date, right? So now the question was, what about Rosh Hashanah by night? So we started talking about this last year. So we said, Taka, we brought down from Rav Shlomo Zalman, that Rav Shlomo Zalman, others also, the Sefer Piskei Tshuva is actually in Simen Tov Kuf Pei Gimel, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, so he brings it down in Ois Beis, Simen Tov Kuf Pei Gimel, Ois Beis, so he brings down, V'av she'oichel t'hapuach achar berichos ha'moitzi, mikol makam sorich levarich alav, right? So v'shuv e'me varich bar p'yu eitz, so he goes through the whole thing. So now he says, just to read inside from Piskei Tshuva, that achroinim, Adina binyan dina kadima bebrachas b'machal amelu. In other words, you have these few things in front of you. How do we deal with the kadima in brachas, the order of brachas, which we've been learning, right? You can't just put it aside if that's the halacha. And to say, well, I'm not, you know, well, maybe I'm not going to eat some, but this is what we eat on Rosh Hashanah by night for the simanim. Right, so real quickly, we mentioned last time Reb Shlomo Zalman says, good, so you have to start with the proper order. Therefore, you make the bracha on the tamar, and you go from there. And you cover with the other ha'eitz, the apple and so on. So that's what we said. Yesh ha'koitz from sheyesh l'haktam l'vorech ala tamarim, or you remind him. And you have to eat from it. You have to eat from it, obviously. You make a bracha on the tamar, you have to eat a little shtickle, right? Or you remind him, Shehem Mizayim Minev Achakach Lech Latapuach B'Devash. And then you eat from that, and then afterwards, Achakach Lech Latapuach B'Devash. Afterward, after you eat from the, you don't have to eat the whole date, you don't have to eat the whole pomegranate, right? But you make a bracha on the pomegranate, then you have you make the bracha on the date, on the tamar, the pomegranate is covered, and now the, apple is also covered. So now afterwards, after you eat from the date, you don't have to eat the whole date, eat a little bit, and then you could go ahead, then you go ahead and eat the apple dipped in honey. Then he says, like we said last time, yesh nagol ha'haktim ha'levarach ala tapuach b'devash, v'nimukam imam ki yesh v'mozim v'taymim miyuchadim l'achilosep l'elazah. So there are others who say, al pi kabbalah, like we said last time from the Kafachayim. Kafachayim explains, al pi kabbalah, that punkt this not, in other words, Rosh Hashanah by night, when you have the simonim, then it's different, and they're different. It's a simen toiv, it's a special thing. So we make the bracha on the apple and honey. That's what has to come first, and we have in mind we make the bracha on the apple and the honey, and you have to make sure to have in mind the date and the pomegranate also. Okay, so that's how the Kafachayim, and they held al pi kabbalah, that those who do it like that, the regular way, making the bracha on the apple and honey is fine, and that's what many do, because this night is different. Also, he brings an interesting thing. We throw in over here, or maybe this is how the way the Kafachayim, they look at it, that v'arehu begedah chaviv, Lumas Zayin Minim. In other words, there's a Rambam, right? We explained last time. The Rambam holds, and it's brought down al pi halach. We don't hold like that in general, but definitely, b'di'evid, we do fall back on the Rambam. The Rambam holds that Chaviv is first. What you desire right now is that's what we make the bracha on. And it comes even before Shiva. It comes even before the Shiva Saminim, right? So that's what he says. So we're relying, so during the year, we don't do it like that. During the year, we don't rely on Chaviv, what I desire. During the year, we paskin, not like the Rambam, we paskin that the Shiva Saminim, the fruits from the Pasuk, come first. Right, but over here, since it's such a simen toiv, so he says it's a very strong simen toiv that we want to have right? A good kibbutz and so on. So therefore, and therefore, dipping the apple in the honey, therefore we rely on the Rambam in this case, Rosh Hashanah by night, v'arehu begeder chaviv, that it has a din of chaviv in conjunction with the Rambam. So that's another sort of like sniff laheter to, for those who do it and they make the bracha on the apple and they have in mind everything else. Okay, and then he brings the last sheet, the lemaisa, bottom line. Then there's the third sheet, right? First, there's some that say, like we said, Rav Shlomo Zalman, like that, and then we said, Al Pi Kabbalah, and then there's a third sheet that says, okay, good, so no problem, make a bracha on the apple, simen toiv, it's chaviv, however you want to look at it, right? It's a beautiful thing, so Al Pi Kabbalah, so I make the bracha on the apple. But what you should do is, shelo yaniach mi peresayin minimal, don't bring, when you make the bracha on the apple, you have to, two things. You have to make sure you have in mind the date. Very important to have in mind the date and have in mind the pomegranate, right? It's the, and especially because they're on a higher level. But don't bring them to the table, right? That's what he says. Don't bring them to the table after you make the bracha on the apple. But make sure during the course of the bracha that it should go also on the dates and on the tamar and on the remoinim, the pomegranates, sheviyu l'shulchan achakach, that you're going to bring afterwards. Fine, you make the bracha on the apple, you have in mind, and don't bring the dates and the pomegranates, which technically that's where you have to make the bracha on, don't bring them to the table, but have them in mind, have them in mind, it should be covered with the ha'etz on the apple, and then go ahead. After you finish the apple dipping in honey, then you could go ahead and bring the dates and the pomegranates, and you will not need another bracha because you made already ha'etz and you had them in mind. You will not need another bracha, but just don't have them on the table when you make the bracha on the apple. That's what he ends off with. Shlo yaniach miperes zayin aminim al shulchan ad achar sheberchu al ha'atapuach v'chavnu b'shas ha'bracha, have in mind when you make the bracha gam al ha'tamar v'yimayim she'voy al shulchan ha'achgach, that you're going to bring afterwards. So those are the three different shittas. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha. Kol tov.